Mr. Tubbs, how we doing on the Queen of Spades?
Oh, she's there.
We got her?
Oh, we got her.
Yeah.
I don't know if she likes Hailstorm. I probably should have asked her. Hopefully she does.
It's been a long time. We've had a chance to talk with her. Very busy lady. She's been in Africa visiting the troops. She's getting ready for UFC 177 on August 30th out in Sacramento. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring her on. Sioux Falls Zone, Shayna Baszler.
How's it going, guys?
It has been so long since we've had a chance to talk with you.
I know. Holding the town down while I'm gone.
Yes, absolutely. We give it back to you when you come into town.
All right.
Tell us about the trip to Africa. What were you doing over there?
Well, it was actually a whole tour of the Middle East over there. I went to Oman and, we hit like 8 different military bases in 2 weeks. And Djibouti, Africa was our last stop. And it was just 4 of us fighters, 3 of us UFC fighters, and 1 fighter from World Series. Just go over there and show a few techniques and then just roll, just grapple with the soldiers over there and give them time. And we'd have Q&A sessions and go on tours. They'd show us, like, what a day in their life was like. And we stayed on the bases, so we were actually living their lives for those 2 weeks. So it was just, you know, giving back a little bit of what we could to those people that have to spend time away from their families and stuff.
What did you take away from the trip?
Oh, man. We have it easy over here, that's for sure. Living off of dining facility food and the desert heat for 2 weeks and not having contact with family. And I mean, you don't realize the hot zones we were in too. 2 of the bases we got locked down on because there was a suicide bomber on the Djibouti base, or right outside the base, that had happened like 2 days before we got there, so we weren't allowed off base. And it was crazy. There was the one base we were in Oman is actually like 30 minutes away from Yemen, which is like the headquarters for Al Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, I mean, you see it all the time. You see celebrities go over to the bases and stuff, but you don't really realize how in the front lines they are. You know, it's wild.
Have you ever been in a situation like that before in any other tours or any promotional, you know, endeavors that you've taken part in?
I did go on another AFE tour earlier in the year to Southeast Asia. We hit Singapore. We hit Diego Garcia. Where else did we go? I sound like one of those old world travelers when I'm like, I don't remember where I went. But
I assume,
you know, those were all air bases. So the air bases are a little bit set back, you know, because they can fly jets out to wherever the action needs to be. But right. These bases we were on were Marine bases, the ones in the Middle East. And, of course, the Middle East is where all the action is happening anyway. So yeah. It was a little more crazy.
Our troops love the MMA, don't they? They love the UFC.
Yeah, they do. They do. And they were so appreciative. And the thing is like, we were so dead every day because we'd get done, we'd show maybe like 30 minutes of techniques. And then we'd say, well, we're going to just grapple with you guys as long as you guys have to stay because, you know, this is the only time they get to grapple with us. And so we'd be there for 2 hours sometimes just straight wrestling. And we're the fighters, right? So we're the ones everybody wants to go with. So we're in the whole time wrestling. And then we'd do that twice a day and then get up 6 in the morning the next day, travel all day to the next base. Wake up early in the morning, do 2 more seminars. And so we were blasted, but we were like, you know, it's worth it because they're so appreciative of the time that we give, and it made it worth it when you'd have a soldier come up and talk about how much they loved it and how much it, you know, that we had so many that were like, oh, I had 2 months left on my tour, and I didn't know how I was going to get through it, and I think this was just the thing to help me get through so I can get home. So it was awesome.
Thanks for doing that, Shayna. Good
job.
That's
very cool.
Oh, man.
We appreciate that.
It was a lot of fun.
Did you get to fire a tank or anything while you were there? I'm sure you wanted to.
We got to do a lot of simulators, and we really the guys in Oman wanted to take us out on patrol to shoot, but it ended up not working out.
I would love to see you kick some Al-Qaeda ass.
And I'm sure she would have gone willingly.
We had the four of us that went ended up being a pretty good group of friends. But we had a list of goals, and the final goal was to shoot a terrorist, and we never got to.
Shannon, I know you got a big goal coming up. It has been months since you've had a fight. You're going to be at UFC 177 coming up Saturday, August 30th in Sacramento.
Let's tell people that you were supposed to fight on UFC 176 back on the 2nd at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, but because there was, you know, things that you couldn't control, that card was canceled. And kind of tell everybody, how did it go about that card was canceled and your fight now got pushed back to Sacramento coming up at the end of the month?
Yeah, I was supposed to fight on this card that was supposed to happen in L.A. on August 2nd. But the main event, Jose Aldo, ended up getting hurt, and they just couldn't find a replacement. So they scrapped the entire card. So right away, I read this on social media, actually, before the UFC got a hold of me, and that's not any fault of theirs. That's just the nature of social media. I texted Sean Shelby, the matchmaker, immediately, and was like, so what's the word on me? And he said August 30th.
They knew right away.
UFC. Yep. They already had a plan, and it actually turns out better because I think I was a prelim fight on 176 and I'm on the main card on 177. And I mean, it sucks. It sucks because my fight was supposed to be on the 2nd and my birthday was the 8th. So I was going to have this like week long raging party and come back home and visit, and it was going to be so epic after SummerSlam and stuff, but now, you know, I have to wait and I have to go to Sacramento instead. But it's on paper, it's better for the main card and all that stuff. So
she's the Queen of Spades, Shayna Baszler, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Going to make her UFC debut coming up on August 30th against Beth Correa. Is this fight
the Pitbull?
Is this fight going to be more personal because of the gestures that she made and, you know, what she had said after her fight against Jasmine?
Yeah, I mean, okay, here's the deal. The fan in me appreciated it, right? Like, it was a brilliant thing she did because it was subtle enough that it could be played on, like, ESPN. Like, if she had flipped the camera off or something, they couldn't play that and everything, right? But I think more than it being her gesture, the way there's fans that hate us, the four of us.
You really are like the four horsemen. I mean, you are like Tully, yeah. Arn, Ole, and Flair.
Yeah, sure. And so right away, all I did was tweet. It's funny how if Ronda would have done that, she would have got booed out of the stadium. You know, and that's the truth. If she would have held done something, a gesture like that, the whole crowd would be booing. You wouldn't even be able to hear her interview in the arena and all that nonsense. And I just tweeted that. And I mean, the Queen's Army fans versus the Queen's hater fans, Twitter blew up. And then the UFC called me almost the next day, I think, and was like, well, do you want the fight next? And I said, yes, I do.
I think so.
and that's brilliant on the UFC's part. Number one, to get you in, but to get you in on ultimately something that is got emotional investment on me, because you being a wrestling fan too, you understand that when something's got an emotional investment and people can attach themselves to individuals or characters or scenarios, that people are just more inclined to watch, and ultimately that's what you want. Is you want eyeballs to generate ratings, which generates revenue.
Right, and that's something my coach, Josh Barnett, has told me since I first started working with him like 10 years ago, was people care more about the story of a fight than the actual fight. Now, the result of the fight and what goes on in the fight is part of that story, but every fight has that. What sets a fight apart is the story behind it. You know, so when you talk about all the great fights you can think about, you know, Ali, Frazier, these guys had a story, like a drama behind the fight, you know. Even teams, big rivalries, you know, Yankees and Boston. Like, there's a reason why those games everyone tunes into. Like, there's a reason why those fights everyone turns into. And there's a reason why the WWE, you know, has 80,000 people that shows up at WrestleMania, because stories, you know. And that's the truth. It's stories. And that's why Ronda sells tickets. She makes every fight, she does a story.
She's the queen of spades. Shayna Baszler taking on Beth Correa, the pit bull. She's undefeated, by the way, ranked 10th. And that's coming up Saturday, August 30th. She's on the main card. And Shayna, are you in the best shape of your life? I know you've had some injuries. How are you feeling, and are you ready for this in 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. I was ready August 2nd. So I actually got to taper it back for a week and then start hitting it hard again when we got the word that the card was going to be canceled. I was on schedule to be peaking August 2nd, and so, you know, my weight is good, my cardio is good, which it's all for the better. It's good. I'm in the best shape I've been since you guys last saw me. So
you're in California right now. Are you going to be at Staples Center on Sunday?
Of course, front row.
That a girl.
Tubbs is so jealous now.
Hey, I'm waiting for my Mania packages to come out, because that's, you know, Mania is a bucket
Summer
list for
Slam.
Me.
What,
that's right.
Man, to do like a WrestleMania and the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah,
in
that's
one whole.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
That's what I'm planning on doing next spring. Maybe we can hook up out in San Francisco.
It's gonna be a Levi's Stadium. Be a fun trip.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Perfect. So which match are you looking forward to? I mean, are you looking? I mean, is it Bray and Jericho? Is it Cena Lesnar? I'm looking forward to the.
Got to go with South Dakota's own Rollins. Brock Lesnar.
Rollins and Ambrose, man, that could be.
Oh yes, Rollins and Ambrose, and actually, I think the Miz and
Ziggler.
I think they're gonna have a great match. Those guys are best friends in real life, so I think they'll have a really good ring chemistry. And Ziggler is like secretly everyone's favorite, so I think that's going to be a great match.
Hashtag push Ziggler. That's what you need. Push Ziggler.
There is no secret. You are our favorite, Shayna Baszler, and we want you to kick some butt when you get going, because it has been months and months. It was last September, really, when you had a big bout, right? And that was on the TV show.
Even before that, because it was pre-recorded. So
yeah,
it's been a while.
Can't imagine you can't wait to get back into the octagon.
Oh man, it's been one thing after another, but you know, it's everything happens for a reason. I think this is a really ideal situation, so it's all good.
And all right,
don't forget to tweet pictures from Sunday night.
Oh, for sure.
Can you tell Tubbs can't wait for Sunday night? He can't wait. Shayna, we can't wait for August 30th. We wish you the best. We will we'll get you a buzz after the fight, because we want to know how it all went. We'll be all watching. You're on the main card on August 30th.
Yep.
We wish you the best.
Yeah, so you can go to whatever bars, play the UFC events, or if you order the pay-per-view, it should be on.
We'll let people know around here where they can see it, and we'll be pretty excited for August 30th.
Awesome.
All right, Shayna,
thanks,
take
Shayna.
Care. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
The Queen of Spades, Shayna Baszler.